You had a reference to the intelligence more than anything else. Well, I thought the word would mean they just don't have a lot of extra nice things. They just got the common run of the mill, just an average person.
Well, so many times people have just not been out much.
Yeah.
Just not been with nobody.
And that'd be.
And that's why I don't hardly have much practice.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite...
strong. He's still quite active.
Right. If it's a young person you're talking about, one that's always moving around, always on the go, you say he is very...
feisty.
Feisty. And an old lady, like Mrs. Nellen, who acts like she's 16. For her age, she's...
really feisty.
And if someone is quite quick and active in all her motions, you say she is quite
active.
Okay, that's the main thing you'd ask. An old person, say about 80, there you are, who does his farm work or housework and doesn't get tired, you say, I don't care how old she is, she's still mighty
glib.
Would you call it glib?
Yeah.
Okay. And the children are out later than usual. And you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Right. And something else that might be used.
Uneasy about it.
Right. And I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm blank.
Afraid.
Right. And so other words, too. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of... what is he? He gets afraid easily. He's kind of a...
off.
No, is it something cat? Some kind of a cat? You ever hear that word?
Scaredy cat.
You heard that word?
Mm-hmm.
He's a scaredy cat. Okay, a place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is what?
A scary place.
Right. And if she isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be.
Or about the old gray mare, she ain't what she...
used to be.
Didn't used to be afraid of the dark. Wait a minute. I don't understand why she's afraid. She what?
Right. She's not... she shouldn't be. She's...
all right. Is that the way you say it? She shouldn't be?
Shouldn't be afraid.
Well, how she was. She was at one time. And how would you tell us that she was?
Not afraid? Anything going to hurt you.
Right. Okay, somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
silly.
Yeah, and what else about his
mind? Careless.
That's a good word. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts like a kind of...
crazy?
Well, yes, and there's something else.
Oh.
Would you use that word to mean that,
careless?
Well, not necessarily. Just off in the head a little bit. She's a little strange or what?
She's a little, hardly how you'd say that. She's a little...
Do you ever use the word peculiar?
Yeah.
What's
peculiar.
That?
Peculiar.
Peculiar.
A little peculiar.
Would you use... odd. Would you use Q-U-E-E-R? Queer?
Yeah.
Would you use that?
Queer.
You'd say you'd use that, maybe?
She'd be a little queer. Just
and you might use that word. Well, what other adjective would you use? Would you, if you use the word he's queer, would you say he's a little off the head, a little touched?
I don't think so.
Well, if a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, what do you say about him? Don't be so...
contrary.
Right, and you be so, don't be so blank in your ways.
So set
in your ways, right. Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it is mighty...
set in his ways.
Or in arguing with someone like that, you might say, don't be so...
so sure.
Right. And concern number six, five, I don't understand why she's afraid. She... once was afraid, but what would you say she once was? She of the dark. She once was, but now
she was afraid, but I thought she'd learn better.
Would you ever say she used to be?